Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 200,000 listeners in over 80 countries. And I just want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. During the first part of the program from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Seattle time, I have a lot of really interesting guests, including several Hopi Indian elders, Verda Masara and Ernest Tahoe, to talk about water issues on the Hopi Reservation in Arizona and the future of this planet. And joining me on the program will be Michiko Hayashi, the director of the Moto Peace Project and former assistant to Dr. Masaru Moto in Tokyo, Japan. She's here with me in the studio, and she came all the way from Tokyo just for this interview. In addition, Martha Childress, who has her own Natural Choice Network health program, will also be here joining us on the program as well. So I'm so happy and excited that they're going to be here today. During the second hour, the last part of the second hour from 3:30 p.m. to 4 p.m., today I'll be interviewing a wonderful lady named Mari Beckman, who's a fantastic psychic medium and healer from Tacoma, Washington, near Seattle. She's been in contact with Ra, an ancient Egyptian spirit and sun god, and other entities from the Galactic Alliance, and she will be bringing them in today on her interview, which I guarantee will be really out of this world during the second hour. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone's support so much for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I really appreciate your help and support, because I know together we can and will create a much better and happier world. I also want to thank everyone around the world who's helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I want to tell everyone I have a wonderful spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on, or to contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me here in the United States on my cell at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. Also, if you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference a few months ago, you can order the audios and some videos of the conference for just $97. Or if you'd like an audio and some videos of the conference, please email me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. My next conference will be held at the same location, Olympia, Washington, from April 12th to the 16th, 2019. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And we're going to have some fantastic guests, including Erin Elizabeth of Health Nut News has said she will be coming. And Simon Parks will be giving a presentation as well. If it's safe for him to fly, he said he will fly from London to the event. Otherwise, he'll be appearing by Skype, of course. And we'll have we have some incredible healers and spiritual people there, so I hope you can come. In addition, in just a couple days, from July 2nd to July 8th, 2018, and again from September 6th to the 12th, 2018, I'll be taking a small group of people to Mount Shasta, Telos, and the Hollow Earth. For those of you who are not familiar with Mount Shasta, it's a site of a very spiritual place, because it's the home of the Lemurian civilization, which escaped there 12,500 years ago after a nuclear war started by the Atlanteans. They've been there ever since. They are a fifth and sixth dimensional civilization. And every year I take a group down there and we communicate with them and visit them. Back in September 2016, a group of people from Korea actually physically went into the Telos, the Hollow Earth in Shambhala, and they had an amazing story to tell. Anyway, if you can come, there's still some rooms left. Please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. On the mountain, we always see lots of Sasquatch and UFOs flying around the mountain. And last September of 2017, we had a miracle healing story happen to a crippled lady who unfortunately had been handicapped for decades. And she was sleeping in her van one night at our campsite right on Mount Shasta. And the Sasquatch surrounded her van, asked her if she wanted a healing. She said yes. And the next minute she knows a UFO from the hollow earth appears above her van where she's sleeping. And it opens up. A beam of light hits the top of the van. The top of the van opens up. She's beamed aboard the aircraft, and she's healed. And the next morning, during the healing, after spending about an hour on the craft, she was healed and then brought back to her van. And the next morning, she was running around the campsite, and we were all asked her what's wrong, and she said, "Nothing's wrong. I'm healed now." So that does happen on the trip. One thing I have to ask you though, if you do come, please bring lots of cinnamon rolls with white frosting, because the Sasquatch always ask for them, and it's something they cannot buy out in the woods. The cost is only $200, and I hope you can come. I think it's an amazing place. Also, really quick, I'll be doing readings tomorrow at the Crystal Cove at 1:30 Arcadia Road in Shelton. And then on Sunday at 12 noon, Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project will be giving her presentations at the Crystal Cove as well in Shelton. And Martha just came into the studio. Martha, hi, welcome. I'm so glad you could make it today.
Hi, how are you?
Well, fine. It's nice to see your smiling face as always. I wanted to tell everyone tomorrow also I'll have copies of my new book, Messages from the Masters, which include messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus and the Galactic Alliance, among many other beautiful and great spirits on our beautiful, bright future. I hope to see you all there. Well, first off, I'd like to mention all of my wonderful people here today in the studio. First off, Michiko Hayashi. Hi, Michiko. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for having me here again. It's nice to be here.
Nice to have you here in person.
Thank you, Martha. And thank you so much for having all of us last night.
It was fun. Yeah, it was amazing when you looked at the collection of people that mm-hmm. gathered and how we all found each other all and right. how much we're going to be able to do with our associations, which we'll talk about a little bit
later.
We'll
talk about. We've got plenty of time. I've allotted extra time for everyone today, an hour and a half, so that we won't run out of time. Michiko, could you please give everyone your website address?
Thank you. Yes, Emoto Peace Project's website is www.emoto, spelled E-M-O-T-O, Peace, P-E-A-C-E, Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T.net.
Okay.
EmotoPeaceProject.net.
And what kind of work do you do for people who don't know about your work in 25 words or less?
Okay. Well, I succeeded Dr. Emoto's work. He discovered that water has memory and carries information by taking water crystal photographs after showing many different kind of words, positive words such as thank you, or negative words such as you fool or I hate you, and found out that each word has its own frequencies or vibrations, and it shows whether they are positive or negative in the form of water crystals that water is exposed to. And the music makes beautiful crystals or ugly crystals, depending on what kind of music it is. And everything that water is exposed to makes crystals, depending on whether the information is good or not. And since we are human beings, 70% water, Dr. Emoto showed that it is so important that we know about water and use positive words and be in the state of love and gratitude, and that affects environment and also the Mother Earth also.
Beautiful. So
that's what I do, and I distribute Beautiful. The children's book of Emoto Peace Project, The Message from Water, to all children around the world.
And I want to lead into that. We'll be having the Hopi. We have some very wonderful Hopi Indian elders who will be coming on in maybe about 20 minutes. And in the meantime, I wanted, before we bring Martha, Martha is such a wonderful lady, and she's helping to raise the funds to pay for water filters for the Hopi tribe. And just a quick bit of background, and I want to lead into both Martha and Michiko to talk about this, and we'll bring in the Hopi elders in a few minutes. Believe it or not, in this so-called first world country in the United States, We have pockets, areas where people drink arsenic-flavored water. Mm. Of course, they're dying and getting cancer from that. And it's the Hopi Reservation in northeast Arizona. And I find that a gasp, and it's something that's unacceptable, no matter where you are in the world, to knowingly let people drink this poisonous water, and they die. Now, here in the United States, of course, our relationship, historical relationship with Native Americans has not been very good. Mm-hmm. And I almost hate to say this, but back in the 19th century, many politicians and people in the United States felt that the only good Indian was a dead Indian. And the thing that yeah. the problem I have with this policy now is that the Hopi tried to get the Obama administration to pay for clean water for them back in 2015, but the administration and the courts refused to give them any money whatsoever. So we've stepped in now to help. And
They estimated, the EPA did a big study, and they mm-hmm. estimated, because they're forced to drink well water because all their fresh water is diverted to Phoenix. And a lot of their land is mined, and I'm sure we're going to go into mm-hmm. that later, too.
Right, right.
So their forest, you know, their only access to mm-hmm. clean to water, period, is mm-hmm. through these wells, and then they are tainted by arsenic. And the solution that the EPA came up with was going to cost $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
And they, and the Hopi had no way to pay for that. They shouldn't have to pay for
right.
it.
Right.
We put them on the reservation anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so when they overturned that, I mean, there's really nowhere else for the Hopi to turn.
Right.
And thank goodness.
How long has it been that way?
It's been that way for a long time. I mean, I think they just finally identified what was causing a lot of the illnesses.
Right.
And they started really doing
I'm
the testing.
But there's one place in particular on the Hopi reservation. I visited Vernon last fall when I was driving through there.
Yeah.
And he said there's one place where they have clean water. You know what that where that is?
The toilet.
No. It's
as good as it gets, right?
It's the... It's the Bureau of Indian Affairs Hospital. So for the non-Indians who work at the hospital, the BIA federally funded hospital, they have clean water.
They have clean water.
Because they've refused to drink arsenic-flavored water.
So they have the filter system?
They have
a filter system
there, apparently. But for the rest of the Native Americans on the Hopi, they have to drink this carcinogenic water.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, I'd like to know what the EPA's, I'm sure they were good-hearted in their events, but I don't think it was a question of, digging more wells, because $20 million, that's got to be a major disruption to infrastructure, you would think.
Well,
and thank goodness we met Leon with the Clean Water Foundation, who's developed these water filters that just spit out a tremendous, millions of gallons of clean water, and can do it for pennies on the dollar. In fact, when they did a study of the whole reservation, they figured that using his clean water systems, which are either solar or just, PSI, just, on the tap water, that they would completely 100%
purify
all the water on the reservation.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For 30 years for a total of $30,000. And if we can't raise $30,000 to, assure that everyone on the reservation is going to be able to drink clean water, this is where we, the people, have to step forward and take care of this problem.
You know, if each employee of the EPA here in the United States just
donated a dollar.
Well, if they just ate one less donut per day and drank one less cup of coffee per day, they could probably donate the money saved to buying clean water filters for the Hopi.
Yeah. And so many people don't know that these issues are going on.
Exactly.
It's not
that's
just the
issue. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this isn't just the only thing we're going to do. This is just one thing. There's a lot going on with the indigenous
thing.
All over North America and South America.
Well, after I had Vernon Masava, who's coming on here shortly,
Masayasava.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Masayasava.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here.
He's a Hopi elder. Talk about these issues a few months ago, then I can't remember the chain of events, but that's right. I talked to you about it, and you knew Leon, who is doing these clean water filters, and I said, they really need help. So now there's a plan to privately fund $30,000 worth of water filters.
That and in a very fun way, by having music festivals.
Yes!
And having a music festival. And they've been sending water filters down there.
We've got six, there's a couple there right now, and we've got six more going.
Great, great.
And then we have some other events planned, like the one that is at the Triple Door this Saturday. It's called Plunge Fest, and proceeds are going to go to either cleanwater.org or the Clean Water Foundation, and the Clean Water Foundation is going to do half of those for the people in the Philippines that, where the the volcano caused so much trouble. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other half is going to go to the Hopi. Right. And so Michiko is going to be there as well. And we'll talk about that a little bit more too. But I think there's some tickets left. You can go to plungefestival.org. And you can also go to naturalchoice.net. Mm-hmm. And on the homepage, we have an event there, and there's also a donate button there for that'll take you to the Hopi site. So if you can't come and can't lend your support that way, you know, at least get online, and there's a story about it as well with more details that you can share and pass on.
You know, I think this is an important lesson for all of us, that if the people lead, the leaders will follow.
Absolutely.
Not the other way around.
That's where we are.
Because the Hopi put their faith into the federal government back in 2015, which failed them miserably. Didn't provide any help at all, but now they're getting the help that they need to get some good clean water for the reservation.
You know, it's like everybody should know, more and more people should know about the fact that they're having this serious problem, because there may be many other places.
Still don't have, and and the bureaucracy, Clean Water Foundation tried to get into Flint as well, as a lot of other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's bureaucracy there that won't allow it because they have relationships with bottled water companies.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, how horrendous is that for the environment?
Yeah.
It's really unfortunate. So where we can, you know, we got to
We got to go.
Yes.
And help.
Well, and another really wonderful Natural Alliance is
the
Emoto Peace Project, because, you know, that's all about water and loving water.
And also the good thing, I feel so passionate about this project because Dr. Emoto and Vernon, the leader,
He's on now.
Oh, he's here. Okay.
Vernon. Eric just told me they've been waiting. I didn't know they were on.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's bring our native friends on now. Howard and Ernest, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. My apologies, friends. I didn't know you were on, and I would have brought you on earlier. So
we were killing time.
Wonderful, wonderful. Is that, I can't tell that who's who. Is that Howard or is that Ernest?
I'm Howard.
Hi, Howard. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm so glad you could come on today. Could you tell your name, please? Give your name to all my listeners, and then we'd love to talk about some water issues.
My English name is Howard Dennis Jr., but my Hopi name is Pahoyoma.
Okay.
Wonderful. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an elder from Asangnabi Village, which is located in Second Mesa.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. And I know you can't see, but maybe you can. I have Martha Childress from the Natural Choice Network, who's been fundraising to buy water filters to send down to you so you can have clean drinking water. And they've got a big fundraising event tomorrow night, actually, to buy water filters
to raise money for water filters and also for some more of the children's books. Because it's all going to the children.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
The message from water of Dr. Emoto's,
And the second person I have with me is a wonderful lady named Michiko Hayashi. She's the director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan.
Howard.
Hello.
This is Michiko. Do you know anything about Dr. Emoto?
Yes, I know about him.
Okay. Well, I was his personal assistant for over 10 years, and I succeeded his mission, Emoto Peace Project, and here to work with Martha and Clean Water Foundation to deliver water filter and message from water along with Ted, with everyone.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Great. Wonderful.
Oh, good, Howard. Well, I'm so grateful to have you on today. Could you give an overview of some of the water issues with arsenic and maybe some other issues there you're facing down among the Hopi?
Well, it started off, you know, it's a lot of history, you know, to get into, but point blank, I think, you know, it's the drought down of the Navajo aquifer by Peabody Coal Company.
Right.
Which has been, had a lease agreement for quite a while now and took out millions of gallons of water from our aquifer.
Oh,
now the drawdown, I think, has caused a disturbance within the aquifer itself, and it's not only the arsenic issue, you know, that a lot of the Hopi think about. It's the drawdown of the springs also, you know, that a lot of them aren't supplying the quantity of water that it had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a number of issues, you know, that need to be looked at and addressed, but then it's always a problem that we have to deal with government agencies, which they do not recognize the environmental groups because we're not a government agency. So it's a hard fight, you know, that we're going through right now. And it's troublesome, you know, to see that the government, after all we've done for them, are not willing to help us out.
That's sad.
Yeah. Well, I know that there was, you sued the government, the Obama administration, back in 2015, and then there was a federal judge appointed by President Obama who refused funding. He said it was illegal to fund clean water on the Hopi Reservation back then.
Why was it illegal? I don't know.
I think what it came down to was that they considered, because of the creation of the Hopi Reservation, that it was not a federally recognized tribe. So what happened was that we were denied water rights. And I don't know, you know, to me that seems ironic, you know, us being one of the first people here within within the United States of America. We've been here forever.
Exactly,
and
yes.
And talk about some of the rights that they have to your property, even though it should be yours, reservation.
Well, Howard, I guarantee you and Michiko and Martha that if the members of Congress and the judges back there who denied your help on the water issues, if they had to drink the same water you do that's arsenic-flavored, they'd turn things around in a New York minute. They'd get it resolved very quickly, and they wouldn't find any problems that way. But but that's okay. We're doing what we can, everything we can, and our goal.
Well, we appreciate it.
My pleasure. Our goal is to raise, and we will raise $30,000 through private donations in the hearts of people here in the United States and elsewhere to pay for clean water filters.
That should last 30 years.
Now, starting, we've already started it, sent some filters down, but we're going to continue to do it until it's all done. And who needs a government that does that to people? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, this is where.
Not us.
Yeah.
Well, this is our way to show our, you know, support and gratitude for everything and all the space that you guys have held for humanity, basically, these years. And
sure.
I'll be happy to put a lens on it.
Go ahead, Howard.
Under the direction of Vernon, he asked me to go out to my community and find out how many people, you know, were interested in having a water filtration system within their homes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is the filter that you guys send out. It was a small one.
Well, there's a bunch of different kinds. So there's individual ones, and there's also larger units that can be, you know, placed in public areas or by the wells themselves.
Right.
So it's not a bunch of little units. It's a comprehensive when we have more funds to work with.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So that's just
house to house.
Drop in the water.
100% of the people wanted one.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Who would want to drink that? Poisoned water, you know.
Well, let's say there's someone listening out there today who wants to donate $1,000 to buying water filters for the Hopi for clean water. Where do they send the money, and who do they contact, Martha?
They can go to cleanwaterfoundationwa.org, or they can just go to thenaturalchoice.net, and there's a link to donate right on the homepage.
Good.
And actually, $125 is all that needs to be raised, because they get these units because Leon, the founder of the Clean Water Foundation, developed them and patented this system himself. And so it's a basic straight cost, because a lot of other, you know, people that are providing it, they're buying things and then sending it. So this is like a, you know, $400 unit or something you're getting for $125, and that will produce over 100 gallons a minute.
Wow.
Just one. If you just keep that thing going, and the filter will last 15. The filters need to be replaced every year, but they're only like $50, which the Natural Choice Network is going to be providing the replacement filters, and along with some other people, we're going to help raise the money, so you don't even have to worry about that on down the line. But that is such a tremendous amount of water. So when you think over 30 years, I think it came out to be about something like 35 million gallons or something. So $125.
I just imagine
direct to the store.
How many people can just
no
to
one's
save,
making a take out
to
of
to
it
have clean water.
Clean water.
Yeah, clean water to save somebody's life so they don't get cancer.
We're not paying for any offices, nothing. I mean, it'll go straight to the unit,
right.
straight to the reservation, and there's not another philanthropy or organization I know out there that where 100, really 100% of everything you donate goes direct to the cause, because everybody is, you know, lending their own services and donating, volunteering, and or paying for, you know, shipping and that sort of thing too. So no cost will go to you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Howard, I want to get back to you, my friend, and we'd love to hear more about the issues there you're facing on the Hopi.
Howard?
Well, right now, you know, we're still trying to figure out, you know, what kind of legal functions that we could get going, you know, against different entities. But it's an ongoing battle, and we're getting help, you know, from other entities too, such as Living Rivers, which is the Colorado River Waterkeeper, which is part of Waterkeepers Alliance. Mm-hmm. And there's other local groups out here that are now forming to fight the arsenic issue, which is great, you know, because the more, you know, more people that we have, the louder our voice will be.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of other things, but it kind of gets, you know, really political when you start talking about things that can get really long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But well, right now, you know, one thing that I was thinking about was that the Hopi, you know, us being here and living in the desert with no surface water, we've relied on our prayers through religion to continue our way of life out here. Now with the drawdown of the springs from the aquifer, we're kind of facing a dilemma now that our religion is also going to be in a situation to where it could be dissolved in the future. So this water, like the woman said, you know, that it's got life, it's got power, it thinks, it responds. There's so many things that we take for granted about water.
Yeah.
And so many forms that it comes in, that it's time, you know, that we really look at the future of water, just
Absolutely.
Not here on Hopi, but everywhere within the world.
That's right, yeah. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, Howard, I want to let you know that I think most people out there have a heart. Most people care about what's going on with the Hopi, and most people want to help.
Right. I think the important thing is for people to know, learn about the fact that so many people are having this problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And getting diseases.
And it's such a simple one, you know,
exactly.
with filters or other,
yeah.
some of the other organizations. It's everyone's out there ready mm-hmm. to help, but a lot of it is just kind of finding, you know, what mm-hmm. what venue or what pathway to mm-hmm. get it to you.
Mm-hmm.
There is something kind of exciting that's brewing, Howard, in your neck of the woods as well. The people, the organizers for Plunge Fest is what they call it here in Seattle, that's going to be raising money for clean water. They, some of them are associated with GoDaddy, and they are based in Arizona. They started in Arizona, and they love the idea of helping the Hopi with this. They've really embraced this idea because they're big supporters of Plunge Fest as well. And so they're talking about maybe putting on a very large Plunge Fest concert in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And
interesting.
Yeah, well, they spent, because that's the wastewater on the PGA Tour in the Wastewater Open. Yeah, so they're going to try and tie it in for the PGA Tour, when that's in Arizona in 2019. So we'll keep you posted on that, because that's going to be attract a lot of people, and that'll be talked about, you know, during the tour, and hopefully that will really raise a lot of awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That's great. You know, one thing that I was thinking about too, you know, is there ever going to be a solution, you know, to really remedy the problem besides filters?
Yeah,
remedies.
And I kind of looked into it, you know, that you could pump water back into it, but that only dilutes the problem a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's some.
That's
I think
true.
There's like two other ways, but then one solution could possibly happen is build a pipeline through the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
look at the use of the Colorado River right now. You know that they built canals, waterways, you know, all the way to Phoenix and Tucson. over 300 miles. You know, why can't they do that for the Hopi when we're a lot closer?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me ask you, let me give you another take on that, Howard and Michiko and Martha.
Okay.
You know, I think that there is free energy available out there, so,
oh, yeah,
so there's no need for, even to mine coal. And once mm-hmm. that free energy technology becomes available, then Peabody's efforts to mine coal using the water from your sacred aquifer will no longer be an issue,
yeah,
because
yeah,
they won't need it any longer. Then yeah, you can let Mother Earth, Gaia, replenish the water,
yep,
in a natural way, so that there won't be the shortage that you're having now, because mm-hmm. it really comes back to that.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to that, and I have Simon Parks on my show, a very very famous English psychic and UFO person. He says we're going to be having free energy in the next couple of years. A lot of things are going to be changing. So just kind of hang in there. I look at the water filters as a
move in the right direction.
As a move in the right direction,
yeah,
to help you out. Because I don't think anybody listening to this show, whether in the United States, Canada, or anywhere on this planet, wants to see people
suffer,
die from cancer, because
no,
our federal government is so lazy and self-serving not to provide some measly $30,000 to pay for water filter on the Hopi reservation. So we'll do it. Private citizens will do it instead.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that will raise awareness and people realize,
sure,
wow, we can
yeah
do this, and we can do
yeah
it a lot cheaper than the government,
mm-hmm,
then people
right
will privately
and
start moving.
And then we will start from here and to other places too, also, because
yeah
there's mm-hmm so many people who are having the same problem.
And eventually the government will adapt it and they'll
yeah
take all the credit, but I don't care as long as it happens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, as long as the whole earth will be in the
exactly
good place.
Yeah, yeah,
for
that's
everyone
probably
to
true. They probably will take credit for
oh,
it
absolutely
after we put the
yeah
system
yeah
in place. I don't
that
care, though.
It's just the
yeah
movement
exactly
that we have
right
to make.
Yes.
You know?
And
right
then they will
right
truly be representing
mm-hmm
the people, which
mm-hmm
is what they should do anyway. So a
mm
lot of it, you know, I have to admit, you know, over years and when I was raised, I wasn't really raised to be active. You were just kind of,
mm-hmm,
you just waited for what the government did for you.
Yeah.
You
right
know, other than obviously John F. Kennedy, you know, think of what you can do for your
mm-hmm
country.
Right, exactly.
And that's gotten so lost over
right
the years. And this, see
yeah
what happens when we don't pay
yeah
attention? Well, we're
yeah
paying
that's
attention
true
now.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And now that, you know, now that everyone is paying more attention and they get to know, and like with your show and Michiko, you go all over the world talking about, you know, the messages in water. And why don't you tell us a little bit more about that, too? Because the powerful combination
oh
of having love and gratitude
exactly
go with these
it's
water solutions.
The water really is life.
Yeah.
And water is living being. To me, even though scientists might say it's not, but we know from all the experiments we have done, Dr. Emoto has done, we know that water is really living beings also. And when we take a good look at water, it shows how powerful our consciousness is, how each person has our own energy
mm-hmm
to change this whole world. And the message from water is showing in with the crystal water
mm-hmm
crystals in that small book of children's
yeah
book.
Yeah.
So
it shows, you know, scientifically or
oh, yeah
it proves what we already know
mm-hmm
intuitively, which is that, you know,
in a visual way
yeah
that we can see that.
Yeah. Anyone who's stood in front of a waterfall, you know, they feel it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyone
exactly
that's, you know, put their foot in a cool stream,
mm-hmm
you know, or, you know,
when you see the lake,
whenever
you
dive
feel
into, but yeah,
oh,
everyone
yeah
knows. And it's so healing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
absolutely.
It's so healing. And refreshing and restorative.
Right.
Everything.
this program likes to focus on making this planet a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it also tied into spiritual matters as well, and UFOs and extraterrestrial life beyond this planet. So, Howard, I can't help but ask you this question, and I hope I didn't give you any preparation, any advance notice, but what are your spiritual beliefs from what you know of the prophecies for the future for this planet, and how can we make this world a better place?
Well, right now, one prophecy, you know, that might be coming up is dealing with our corruption of the world, how we're treating
mm-hmm
Mother Earth and not respecting
right
the things that she gives us, you know,
mm-hmm
and treating the waters right and
yep
not adhering to sacred religious doings, you know, that have, like, vanished.
Mm-hmm.
So one prophecy is that we're either going to perish by fire, which I kind of, you know, think is maybe nuclear.
Oh, no.
Or either the waters are going to drown the land, and a lot of people are going to perish, and Hopi is going to be one of the places that is still going to be above the water.
Mm-hmm.
So the animals are supposed to come back, and right now, you know, I do see a lot of animals coming back, like deer, elk, and other ones.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just one of the prophecies that I think is going to maybe, you know, like influence a lot of minds, you know, to maybe start changing the ways that we live.
It's the warning.
Sure, sure.
You know, I think it's really all the human beings in these this past decades, we have forgotten to respect water and Mother Earth. And this is the reason why we're having all these problems, eruptions and disasters. And Mother Earth, it cannot put up with it anymore. So once we start to respect it and showing our love and gratitude to this Mother Earth and, of course, water, because water is the conductor.
Yeah.
So then the situation will start changing really rapidly.
Rapidly,
and
yes.
Everybody has to be aware of that. If everybody does it, it changes it really quickly.
Absolutely. Mother Earth is going to save herself if she has to.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
she wants us
to be on board with her and work with her. And like you say, water is a conductor. And so that, you know, even just energetically, if somebody, you know, can't donate, they can at least love their water, love their clean water. Should we do the prayer?
These catastrophes are just like the beginning, you know, like showing the future if we don't make a change.
Yep.
And I agree with you guys, you know, exactly that, the respect for Mother Earth, you know, is really low. I mean, you can go to a city and, oh, man, there's just no respect for each other, not only Mother Earth, but for each other. There's no bond, you know, like no human bond how there used to be in the past.
And the more we can start demonstrating that and people can see that as a model, because they're definitely not getting it, seeing much empathy and compassion demonstrated and, you know, in the mainstream media, but as like communities and people, just like the gathering we had last night and all these spontaneous things going on, you know, I think the majority of the people do care, and we just make sure they don't get swept away in that mass consciousness that's, you know, driving people apart, and just give them a new option, show them a new way.
Absolutely. I have some good news. My friend Vernon Michiko, could you repeat his last name, please? Masava?
Masiyasva.
That's right.
Masayasva.
Okay. he's another Hopi elder, and I'd love to welcome him to the show as well. Please hold on. Vernon, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, good. It's so good to have you on. We've been talking to Howard now for the last few minutes.
Yes, okay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Vernon, what do you see for the water issues there at the Hopi?
The water issue, of course, arsenic being a big one, but the impact of groundwater mining by the world's largest mining company, Peabody Energy, is having a huge impact on a sacred shrine. Called Seapop. It's located in the bottom of the Little Colorado River, a few miles upstream from the main river, the big river. And it's the birthplace of Hopi civilization.
Wow.
And it's also an umbilical cord, a connection to the spiritual world.
Wow. It needs protecting.
And for that reason, it's central to our religion. Now, Sipapuni is alive, it breathes, it's shaped like a giant anthill. And water level used to come out, in and out. And when it comes out, it pours over to the side. And when it dries up, it adds up to the mound. So it must have been happening millions of years ago, because it's pretty huge. Now the water level don't come up. They're way below, according to one person who made a pilgrimage there. And that is alarming to the Hopi religious practitioners. Because it's central to their religion. And the cause of the death, dying, the CPAP, when the, CPAP, when it is stopped, is not just an umbilical cord to the spiritual world, but it is also the heart of Colorado Plateau. And Colorado Plateau is the fourth world of the Hopi, and it is our mother. So the heart of the mother is CPAP. And the fact that it's now dying is caused by corporations like Peabody, counties in northern Arizona, our state government, and the federal government. They are impounding water. In the Little Colorado River Basin, the waters that feed CPAP, there is now very little water reaching CPAP, and we are saying that is what is causing the heart to be dying. And it is a very flagrant violation of our rights to carry on our religion. Without CPAP, Hopi religion will be meaningless. Without CPAP, Hopi civilization will disintegrate. And this is why the elders are very concerned.
Critical.
Because in their religious ceremonies, they offer Hope prayer.
Yeah.
Not just for Hopi people.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But mankind,
for mankind
throughout the world.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's my umbilical cord. What happens there will happen everywhere. So everyone
exactly.
needs to pay
yeah.
attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in the interest of mankind.
Absolutely.
To come and help the Hopi elders protect, save, CPAP. We have started Black Mesa Tribe. Black Mesa Trust has started to help the elders, and we are going to be setting up CPAP defense fund, and so we can have money to get technical help, legal help, academic support, including support from the United Nations. We have already written a UN resolution to protect cultural, historical sites all over the world. That is not in the United Nations resolutions at this time. So we are calling on the world to support our resolution.
Sure.
So the historical cultural sites will be protected all over the world because they are important.
They are.
They are repositories of our memory, worth preserving. So we are calling out to the world to support the elders. And any support we can yet would be very, very important. Very important. Wow. We need support from historical, archaeological associations, environmental organizations, religious organizations. And we are going to be reaching out. But to do this, we have to have support, funding support.
Wow, we will definitely add that to the list.
Brennan, thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. I want to ask my producer now to please play the Japanese water song for a few minutes, and then we'll be back in just a minute or two. Please hold on, Vernon Howard.
Okay.
Isn't that a beautiful song, friends?
Oh, it is a beautiful song.
That was one of Dr. Emoto's favorite songs, the
water
song.
Well, he made this music.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So his spirit is in there. Mm. So it's always beautiful.
I want to bring Vernon back on the line. He's a Hopi elder. Vernon, tell us more about your win you just told us about off air.
Well, like I said, we finally accomplished our mission, which is to save water that's stored deep under our land, stored water so future generations can use it. It's taken us over 35 years to do it. But we can now celebrate the fact that the world's largest mining company is shutting down next year. But unfortunately, close to 50 billion gallons have been pumped out by the company.
Wow.
That is enough water to sustain the entire Hopi population of $12,000 people for over 300 years. It's all gone in just a few years. And the shame of this is the role that the federal government played. They manipulated the Hopi people, the United States Secretary of Interior, Stuart Udall, and a lawyer named John Boynton. Both worked together to persuade the Hopi Tribal Council, which is a modern progressive council political operation that does not represent and speak for the Hopi religious people. Both of these men convinced the modern council to lease that the groundwater. And the cost or the rate of the lease. Now hold your breath. Approved by the Sector Udo, who is our trustee. The price is $1.67 per acre feet.
Per acre feet of water?
$1.67 per acre feet. An acre contains 326,000 gallons.
Wow.
So they picked the acreage that they knew they were going to be able to violate.
$1.67.
Wow.
And the reason was to create a huge incentive for the
companies
to set up generating stations that would supply power to pump water from the Colorado River through an open canal clear up to Tucson through Phoenix.
So they could water
over lawns. Through about 330 miles.
Wow.
The canal called Central Arizona Project is the largest canal in the world. It costs over $1 billion to build.
Yeah.
Udo wanted the power Navajo generating station to be supplied by coal to provide power to pump, to run the pumps, to bring water, clear up the Tucson. That is the reason why he approved the rate of water for $1.67 an acre feet. Wow. And the royalty fee was a little over 3%, which means that for every dollar Peabody makes, we get 3 cents.
It's nothing. Nothing.
And that is to me, that's criminal.
Yeah.
So how were you able to reverse that, and what can we do to help, things you have going? Yeah,
right.
But it has never been seriously addressed because state of Arizona needs that water badly. And so there is no response to our cry for a congressional investigation, because state of Arizona are basically Republican, conservative people, business people. They need the water. And who are Hopi people anyway? They're just this tiny little group of people. They're just a footnote.
They don't know the big picture. Right. Yeah.
We are just the forgotten people.
Well, so that people won't forget.
We haven't gone anywhere. Yeah, that's the point. We've not been able to get Congress to hear us out. We're still trying.
Yeah.
But without the support of our congressional delegation and the governor, who is also a Republican, it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
Vernon, this is Michiko from Dr. Emoto's office. Hi.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know, how we can support you.
One minute.
Okay. 1 minute. We have 1 minute.
Hello.
Yeah, Howard?
No, this is Ernest.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Ernest.
Oh, uh-huh. Ernest. Hi, Ernest. Nice to hear from you, my friend. Michiko, we've got about 30 seconds left. Michiko, ask your question, and we'll bring everybody back in about 5 minutes,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, after the
okay.
break.
Okay, great. Why don't we just take a break here? We'll be coming back in about 5 minutes or so, Ernest and Vernon and everyone, Howard. So please stay tuned, my friends, and we'll continue this discussion. And then we'll be bringing in a lady who channels Ra and other galactic entities during our next hour. And I'll ask her as well what they think of this situation. Please hold on, my friends, and please stay tuned.